time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis of the local side. The 70th annual Bombseekers Junior Central Christmas Tournament begins today. We bring you 27 games in 5 days, and we started with the octoheader from the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse. First in girls basketball, starting at 10 a.m., top seed Festus plays 8-seed Steelville. Then at 11:30, 4-seed Central plays 5-seed Fredericktown. After that, at 1, the 2 versus the 7, Potosi against St. Genevieve. Then at 2:30, it's 3-seed Arcadia Valley against 6-seed South Iron. That concludes the first half of the octoheader. We shift into the next four and to the boys' side. And at 4 o'clock, top seed Potosi plays 16-seed Crystal City. At 5:30, 8-seed Arcadia Valley faces 9-seed Fredericktown. At 7, 4-seed St. Genevieve and 13-seed Herculaneum do battle. And we wrap up the nightcap with that 8:30 contest. 5-seed Hillsboro and 12-seed West County conclude day one of the 70th annual Bombseekers Junior Central Christmas Tournament. Our coverage today begins at 9:30 this morning on AM 1240 KFMO, online at KFMOsports.com, and on your mobile device, the KFMO app. And on Saturday, the other four boys' first-round matchups. At 4 o'clock, 2-seed Farmington plays 15-seed Central. At 5:30, 7-seed Jefferson gets 10-seed DeSoto. And at 7, 3-seed Festus plays 14-seed Steelville. And wrapping up day two at 8:30, 6-seed South Iron faces 11-seed North County. The girls' semifinals are on Monday, as are the boys' quarterfinals. The boys' semis on Tuesday, and placing day, the final day of the tournament, New Year's Eve, Wednesday, December 31st. You can find the brackets online at KFMOsports.com. Other holiday tournaments happening today on the boys' side, the 15th Winter Warrior Classic in pool play. Top seed Valley Caledonia plays 5-seed Saxony Lutheran. Kingston is the 3-seed battling 6-seed Zalma tonight. And the other local team in that bracket, Valley Catholic, will play on Saturday against Saxony Lutheran. And other holiday brackets not taking place today. One other boys bracket. It's the third annual St. Paul Giants Jingle Bell Tournament. That begins tomorrow. And in girls basketball, the Rockwood Summit Holiday Tournament features Farmington at the top seed. That begins tomorrow. And the seventh annual First State Community Bank West County Kingston Girls Holiday Tournament begins on Saturday with first round games. 8-seed DeSoto plays 9-seed Ellington at 10. 5-seed West County gets 12-seed Valley Caledonia at 11:30. 6-seed Clearwater will play 11-seed Kingston at 1. 7-seed Jefferson gets 10-seed Crystal City at 2:30. All those games taking place at Kingston. Then on Monday, the quarterfinals begin all at West County. North County, Hillsboro, Bismarck, and Cuba. 1 through 4, they have the first round bye. You can find all the brackets on our website, KFMOsports.com. NHL, the St. Louis Blues are back in action tonight after the Christmas break. They host the Nashville Predators pregame at 6:30 on B104.3. Puck drop at 7. The Blues will then be off until Monday when they play the Buffalo Sabres. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs had a chance to play spoilers on Thursday Night Football on Christmas night against the Denver Broncos, who lead the AFC. The Chiefs were unable to get the job done and fall to 6-10 as the Broncos get the win 20-13. The Chiefs will wrap up the regular season next weekend against the Las Vegas Raiders. NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers will match up with number 19 Virginia, the Cavaliers, and the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl at Everbank Stadium in Jacksonville tomorrow. Tiger head coach Eli Drinkwitz on facing the Virginia offense.
Really, really good football team. Obviously, ACC regular season champs. Got a 6-year quarterback who understands what they're trying to do and accomplish. There's not a lot of things that you're going to do to him that he hasn't seen in his career. Very good run game, very good job throwing the football. So it'll be a challenge on us defensively, especially being down some players.
The Tigers and Cavaliers, 6:30 tomorrow in the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, Florida. NCAA men's basketball, Mizzou got walloped by Illinois on Monday, 91-48 in the Bragging Rights game. The Tigers are off until January 3rd when they begin conference play against number 22, Florida. And St. Louis University plays on Sunday at home against Principia at 2 o'clock. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.